I'm Wendy Garrido, and this is the Live Your Truth Manifesto. The time is here. The time has come for you to stop hiding, to stop pretending to be something you're not, to stop pretending to enjoy something you're not, to stop pretending to feel something you're not, to stop saying things that aren't true to you. The time has come for you to start living your truth, to start speaking your truth, to start acting in alignment with your truth, and to start sharing your truth with the people who don't even yet know that they absolutely need to hear it. You can do it slowly, quietly, and gently over time, in a series of small steps. Or you can get loud and sudden and take the world by surprise. You get to decide how you do it. You get to decide when you do it. You get to decide whether you live your truth at all. I put together this manifesto to inspire you to start living your truth now, not later, today, not someday, but today. The decisions you make today, tomorrow, next week, and next year are more important than you know. They will determine the regrets you'll have if you are lucky enough to live to a ripe old age and get to look back on your life and take stock. Do you know what the most common regrets are of people on their deathbed? I'll tell you. The top 5 regrets of the dying, as witnessed by Bronnie Ware, are: number 1, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Number 2, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Number 3, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. Number 4, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And number 5, I wish that I had let myself be happier. You're not meant for that. If you're listening to this right now, it's because you are not meant to be one of the people who dies with those regrets. And if you do, you will go down while you're damn well doing your best not to have them. You found me because you need some gentle prodding, a nudge, or perhaps even a forceful shove in the right direction. Because it's time for you to start living your truth beyond what you ever have so far. It's time to make time to enjoy the people you care about and do what brings you joy now, today, while you still can. It's scary, I know. I get it. If you're like most people, you might be starting to worry about, but what will my mom think? What will my dad think? What will my partner think, or my kids, or my neighbors, or my boss, or my friends think? But how will I get by without the money from blank? But I don't have the right certifications or experience yet to live my truth. But I don't see how I can make money living my truth. But it hurt me when this other person spoke their truth. But I don't know who I am if I'm not doing or being blank. But I've got too many responsibilities. But. Your concerns are valid. Yes, many of your concerns are valid. Not everyone is going to like what you have to say or be supportive of you. In fact, chances are, you're going to stir up the shit for a while. Heck, you'll probably be wading right through it. Sorry for that image. I know, I had to do a lot of waiting. My mom called me a narcissist, and we're still not back to being close. My husband asked for a divorce. I stopped talking to some of my friends temporarily. Other relationships ended for good. I walked away from a $160,000 a year business and was virtually broke for a year and a half. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it's worth it. Will you pay a price? Of course. But is the cost of living your truth higher than the cost of living your life pretending to be someone you're not? I don't believe it is. I can fully, unequivocally, without question tell you, it's worth it to live a life where you feel happy, supported, grateful, enthusiastic, on purpose, connected, turned on, and lit up by your everyday experiences. And even though the reality is that you probably aren't going to feel that way all day, every day, no matter what, it is still, hands down, absolutely worth it for all the days and moments when you will. Are you ready to start? The antidotes to those regrets. I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. The antidote is to live your truth. Number two, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. The antidote is to stop pushing yourself so fucking hard. Number three, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. The antidote is to lean into vulnerability and be vulnerable. Number four, I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. The antidote is to prioritize quality connection. And number five, I wish that I had let myself be happier. The antidote is to laugh, play, have fun, and enjoy today. So start here. As of today, I give myself permission to feel my feelings. I'm going to do less of what I should do and more of what I actually feel like doing. I'm going to take a step in the direction of something I feel curious or enthusiastic about. I'm going to embrace my quirkiness. I will speak with more integrity. When I don't know the answer, I will say, I don't know. When I do know the answer, I'll say it as best I can. I will take actions I can stand behind with integrity. I will ask for help when I need it. And I will say sorry when I feel regret. Remember, don't let the fact that someone else has spoken their truth first keep you from speaking your own. But let your truth be impacted by them. Be kind to others, but equally, if not more kind, toward yourself. You will, when the time is right, face the big, hard truths, not just the easy ones. Count any step toward your truth as progress. And be gentle with yourself. Give yourself permission to make mistakes and fuck up. Give yourself permission to change your mind as many times as it takes. Be as compassionate as you can toward others without compromising on your own truth. Remember, in the midst of the chaos and the shit waiting, that you chose this path, and you can make a different decision at any time. Remember, as you're lost in a delicious moment with someone you love, why you've chosen to wade through the shit sometimes. It's not just us. Every day, there are more brave individuals deciding to take another step toward living their truth, thanks to inspiration from someone else. So if you feel inspired, take a moment and forward this to a friend. You can forward the PDF, you can forward this recording, and if you've received this from a friend and you want to join the movement, go to liveyourtruthmanifesto.com and sign up to stay in the loop. You'll get more information, inspiration, and resources related to living, speaking, and sharing your truth in your business, in your relationships, and at home. I am sending you so much love. You've got this. And if you want my help, I work with spiritually minded expert entrepreneurs to help them dream into, strategize, and execute pivots in their businesses to more fully live their truth. I find dynamite creative solutions where other people see only roadblocks. I ask great questions to help you clarify what you want to move toward, and I have a strong, intuitive sense that lets me capture the essence of what you're about without you having to tell me exactly what you want. Are you ready to bring more of your truth into your business? Let's talk. Go to Let's Talk. That's LETSTALK. LiveYourTruthManifesto.com to take the next step toward finding out how we could work together. I am sending you so much love. You've got this.